You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off as we always do with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by wealth advisor at PSG Wealth Route 21, Neelis Brink, to take a look at the latest market movements and see what we make of them. Neelis, always lovely catching up. Thanks so much for taking the time. The Rand on stronger footing, 17 Rand 16 is a figure we saw, I believe, only once last month. We are somehow back at that level ahead of a crucial mini budget that will be tabled tomorrow. The Rand and starting off the week in very strong territory. What do you make of it?
Jimmy, good to be back. It feels like I'm living in a dream. We've got the JSE above 110, Rand moving towards 17, jobless or the unemployed figure dropping by more than a percentage point unexpectedly, strong earnings from a couple of our top companies who's not selling gold, if I might add. It's absolutely amazing to see the movement. And then, of course, we've got a big expectation for tomorrow's budget speech to finally move closer to pin that inflation regime closer to 3%, which over the medium term for South Africa would, of course, mean a lower interest rate and a stronger currency. It's all very positive news. And that just a couple of weeks after we got off the grey list. And we see a couple of international banks considering re-rating South Africa or increasing our investment grade after tomorrow's budget speech.
See, Neelis, now that you put it that way, now you've made me nervous. Now I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I feel like I have some form of PTSD. It has been a time where we've been struggling to kind of make heads or tails of some of the economic data, but to the credit of South African markets, we have got one of the best performing equity markets for the year, certainly the best performing emerging market that we've seen throughout the year. It has really been an astounding year, and I almost feel strange saying this, but can we partly credit that to the instability that has been caused by President Trump in the US and how that has affected global markets?
I think the wake-up call that Trump has given a lot of countries around the world, that the US won't be simply there to your beck and call, the US won't simply be pumping money into your emerging market, your country, your deal, your healthcare, whatever you want to call it, and we're going to slap some tariffs on top of that. Whether that's right or wrong is another political discussion, which we don't have time for right now. But the effect that it has on a country like ours is to wake us up and to make sure that we start get going locally. I think the GNU is also playing a role here, that it's staying together and it's definitely working towards something that we haven't seen in more than a decade. And most importantly, I think the average South African company is adding value to their local market. And what I mean by that is we've obviously had a couple of massive performance in the gold space, right? But if you're selling gold at 4,100 an ounce, you're going to be making money. But I'm talking about strong earnings coming from, if we just take today as an example, from people like Santam and people like Premier, people like Richmond, people like Barloworld, issuing trading statements, that's strong numbers, right? That means that the average South African company is healing and growing. That means we're doing something right. And that's maybe why the Rand's reflecting that as well.
Neelis, you touched on Premier and other companies giving us numbers today. I don't know if you had the chance to catch up on some of the numbers. Give us a sense of perhaps what some of the standout figures were that you noted today.
So two of the big companies that I saw today that excites me a lot, because I can't be another wealth advisor talking about gold on your program, is specifically the Premier Group results of this morning. So their stock is up 4.4% for the day, right? But I mean, they've increased revenue by 6.5% while increasing EBIT by 13.6%. So that's a normal, healthy company increasing revenue and increasing the earnings that they've derived from that without anything special happening. And they obviously, as far as I know, unless they pivoted, as far as they know, they don't sell gold, right? So That's the kind of picture we want to see. If we see proper earnings coming through from these industrial companies and the consumer staples, that means the economy is moving in a direction that we like. I can't credit this back to the unemployment figure just yet, because I'm always kind of skeptical about that figure. Is it because we've improved data, or is it because we're truly employing more individuals? Because there's always been a bit of skepticism around that number. But, I mean, a decrease from 33 to 31, I just love that.
I certainly think we did need that number from a positivity and a sentiment perspective. I think markets and the South African economy is not happy seeing unemployment levels anything above 30%. And it is nice to see that we are perhaps and hopefully doing something about those figures. One will have to see how that filters into the economy at a later stage, though. Nihlis, I want to take a look at the oil price at the moment, $64.84 a barrel, seemingly on stable footing there. All the tensions around the Russian oil supply seemingly calming down there. Not much to be concerned about at this stage there, but we are still kind of teetering around that $65 a fine ounce level. I suppose from an OPEC block perspective, anything lower than $60 is highly undesirable, and $65 seems to be somewhat acceptable at this stage.
Absolutely. If we look at the last OPEC meeting, a slight increase in production. That means that they're not completely scared. The levels below 70 usually tells us that we see a calmer geopolitical space. So that means definitely that the war in Palestine, and then of course the war in Ukraine, is cooling to some extent. There's a slower demand for oil. And then more importantly, on a local footing, a big drop like was it 51 cents last week on the petrol price just before we head into the festive season. That's a big number for the average South African consumer. If we couple that with a positive rand and then a positive economic outlook, that's just a bunch of good news to take into the festive season.
Speaking of that festive season, Nihlis, before I let you go, are you looking forward to any particular markets or any particular movements heading into the festive break? It typically does become a shorter time frame, and we've only got, I'd imagine, maybe 2.5-3 weeks left of the year for real price movements. Is there anything you're keeping an eye on at the moment?
So two things. On a positive note, it seems like we're lining up with a bunch of good economic data which might give us our very beloved, but haven't seen in a while, as we call it, a Santa Claus rally, where we get that last little push before we close the year out at the end of December. If we can add another couple of percentage points to this beautiful JSE year, that could end us up well past 32-33% for 12 months, which is an absolute lovely figure. Something I'm a little concerned about, we've got one of our favorite holidays coming up at the end of the month, Black Friday. And I'm saying that tongue in cheek. We are concerned about the amount of credit card spending on discretionary items. It's a figure that's been picking up in South Africa. We're sitting with high or relatively high interest rates. So obviously your credit card rates are sitting at silly numbers. I hope the South African consumer can apply a good deal of responsibility in the next couple of weeks to not give away a lot of the growth that we've been given from the market in the last year.
The markets have been having a stellar year, and hopefully we can close off the year in the same fashion. We'll have to see how that continues to unfold. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the wealth advisor at PSG Wealth Route 21, Nihlis Brink, for joining us to take a look at markets and what seems to be driving them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.